go live to Sweden now, and we say good afternoon and congratulations to Bambi Thug. Yay!
Thank you so much.
Whoa!
How are you doing?
What about it? What about it? Wow, 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 wow. Like, just, it was just, you blew us away in our house. Like, it was so impactful, like, just impossible to ignore. And you were true to yourself, which was amazing.
Real, real.
Yeah. How does it feel today?
Yeah, it feels great. I'm very sleepy, but we are in Malmo kind of centre. I just called in to, I walked past the Irish pub. They were doing a Eurovision quiz and there was just so many Irish fans came out. So we got a big picture with them and they were chanting. And it was that was really special, actually, really nice. So I feel good. I feel really good.
I see the video of your performance last night has broken the million mark on YouTube.
Oh, what? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And we saw the video of you crowd surfing at the Euro Club. What was that like?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm a rocker at heart. I love a crowd surf.
There was something really special about it because, you know, obviously your song was playing in the club. And it comes to that moment in it where it sort of quietens down a little bit and you took complete control of the club and you signalled that you were going to crowd surf. It was...
Yeah. They know what to do. They're good followers.
Yes, they know what to do. Okay. How were the nerves yesterday?
Do you know what? I didn't really have nerves. I felt very settled. We did, me and Matt did a very good like grounding before we went on. We've run the show loads of times before this, you know, and my team are incredible. I felt extremely held and you know, when we perform, it really is, it's me and Matt. I know there are people around, but like it's us on stage together. It's so intimate with each other that the rest of the world doesn't really exist for us in those moments. And I think, you know, that's a testament to, I guess, our training and also our friendship and our chemistry together. Yes. So I'm so grateful for him to be there on stage with me.
Matt is the dancer.
And my choreographer, yeah.
Yes, and people will know at home that you can have six people on stage and a lot of the acts have the full six complement. But you decided just to go with yourself and Matt.
Yeah, sure. I take up enough of the space on the stage anyway.
Now, we're in the final. Bambi Thug, we're in the final.
We are in the final.
Yeah, we collectively, we're all in the final together.
We are in the final.
Yeah, first time since 2018. Will there be tweaks between now and Saturday night?
There were tweaks I saw that I personally, I think just on points that I would like to improve on my own performance specifically. But apart from that, I think we're just adding a bit more rhinestones to the dress.
Important.
But I'm happy. I'm very happy, you know. And I'm just going to give, you know, another
brilliant performance.
Yeah.
And you have to mind yourself now between now and Saturday because people will be pulling and tugging at you, wanting a bit of you.
Yeah, real.
Yeah. Now, last night, I don't know what they're doing with this. Was it on purpose or whatever? But... So 10 out of 15 qualify for the final. And your name wasn't announced until 9th, second from the end.
I think they did that on purpose.
What's the thinking behind it, do you think?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, because the Swedes were behind me. Like, the presenter was like, where's Bambi Thug? If we vote Bambi Thug, Sweden gets 8. We win 8-8.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, like, they are behind me. I don't know, maybe it was just for everyone's rooting for Ireland and, you know, to keep up the drama.
Maybe. And of course, your dad's Swedish.
Yes.
So he's conflicted, is he?
No, he is not conflicted. He's just getting everyone to vote for me everywhere.
Now, I was just thinking that, you know, speaking of being conflicted, the people are conflicted a bit about the Eurovision this year. You know,
of course.
They feel upset about the fact that Israel are taking part and yet they want to support you. Then other people have chosen to boycott the Eurovision, which is, they're perfectly entitled to do.
Of course.
Talk to me a little bit about the Om writing on your face. What happened there?
Yeah, so... I mean, I was devastated that I had to take it off. but I wasn't going to be allowed on stage if I hadn't. And unfortunately, you know, there's a bigger picture here. I have to do the performance to be able to make any impact anywhere.
Yeah. And what did it say?
Originally, it said Saoirse Dún Phailistín, and it said ceasefire.
Okay, right.
So I had to change to Crown the Witch.
Right. Which has become your tagline.
Yeah, Rio.
Yeah.
Crown the Witch.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's trending on Twitter.
Is it?
As well.
There you go.
Yeah,
I see that you released an intimate version of Doomsday Blue on Spotify. I had a listen to it. It was lovely, really, just you and a piano.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love doing that. I did it for another song of mine, Necromancy. I just love reimagining with, you know, the same lyrics and like odes to melodies rather than sticking to a cover of the exact song.
Yeah.
I just, you know, music has so many worlds and lyrics can go in so many places. And I love crooner, you know what I mean? I love all styles. And I had to come for the naysayers who said I can't sing.
There
you go.
You're the Mac crooner, as in from the crooner from Croom. You see the
Mac crooner. And we did a zombie cover as well.
Did you? Yeah.
From the Cranberries. So you guys should check it out. Because
and has there been any reaction or response from Macroom?
I haven't really been on
No, you haven't,
my phone.
You haven't, yes, of course. Just to know, you've been told this already, and Raina's probably filled you in, but you're on the cover of all the brilliant pictures on the cover of the papers today. And your mum is getting in on the act. They're calling her Mambi Thug.
Of course.
And she was interviewed by Morning Ireland. I don't think they got a chance to play it out, so we'll play it out. This is your mum here.
I'm feeling so proud, and I just can't wait for Saturday. I think we're going to have a ball. We've been having a ball here. There's a huge contingent here, and everybody's really supportive. As you can hear, we're never going to get away from this, you know. We will live on with this for so long, and we will just celebrate and celebrate. It's fantastic.
That's proud Mambi Thug. how is the Eurovision and the atmosphere there living up to your expectations?
It's a whirlwind. I mean, my favourite thing is the family wholesomeness of us as contestants. Like, I genuinely have made some amazing friends for life. There is such a camaraderie. There's such a genuine loving and care for each other. And it's gorgeous, you know, like everyone is so supportive of each other, and it's so wholesome, and it's just such a different world, I guess. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
David is in Waterford. He says, can you please just pass on my message? I was so in awe of Mambi Thug and their artistry last night. I was filled with pride watching this young Irish person fly the flag for Ireland, an LGBTIQ plus community. The screaming of fans is louder than the detractors. David in Waterford. So there. That.
Thank you, David in Waterford.
Yes. So just, I know it's wholesome and it's all love, united in music and all that, but is there a favourite among the contestants? Is there one act that people are going, that's going to win, and is it you?
I mean, for some people, yeah, it's me.
You're the one to beat.
You know, I mean, you know, everything can change on the night, but to be honest, like, I'm very, very confident in the art, and like, there's a lot of viewers on the night, so, you know, I think we'll do well.
Final question before we let you go. Have you maintained control?
I have.
Great.
Whipping them into shape.
Maintain control. Well, listen, congratulations again. Whatever happens on Saturday night, enjoy the next few days, but not too much. You know, and you're back in full health as well, Mambi.
I am, yeah. I had a food poisoning time there. It was not very fun, very horror movie-esque in real time. But I am. I'm much better now. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Great talking to you.
Lovely to talk to you, Ray.
Mind yourself. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.